Since this is Feria of Easter, the Paschal season, just as we do during Advent and Christmas and Lent, the readings of Sunday, the previous Sunday, Quasimodo Sunday, the Hunchback of Notre Dame, are repeated. So I repeated them today. I will not repeat them again tomorrow or the next day, but I will speak something about them. But in addition to this Feria of Paschal time, we also have the feast of somebody who was very, very close to Jesus and to Mary, Saint Mary of Cleophas, sometimes called Alpheus. Cleophas was supposedly a brother of Saint Joseph. Now, other writings of the early days, which are not scriptural and therefore not necessarily believable, also say that Mary of Cleophas was related to Mary. And of course, when they say brother and sister, they don't necessarily mean sons of the same mother. So when they say sister, it could be a cousin, even a third or fourth cousin. So they were related, and they were very close to them. And so Mary of Cleophas, or of Alpheus, was very obviously wealthy. And she was one of those wealthy women that followed Jesus and the apostles, and they provided Jesus and the apostles with everything they needed, food and drink and everything else. And none of it was free. It may have been cheaper than it is today, but it was not cheap. And so our Lord accepted graciously their wonderful hospitality and their help. And so Mary of Cleophas followed along. Now, she was also the mother of some of the apostles and disciples, Saint Simon, Saint Jude, or Judas Thaddeus, the great apostle of the impossible, Saint Joseph, and Saint Judas, Joseph, Simon, and Thaddeus. And so they were followers of Christ, some of them apostles. In fact, Simon was the first bishop or archbishop of Jerusalem, and he was followed by his brother, who is one of these four as well. So James of Alpheus and Simon of Alpheus, two brothers of the same parents, Alpheus or Cleophas and Mary of Cleophas, cousins of Jesus. And so they were with him almost all the time. And they were there, and in particular, St. Mary of Cleophas was one of those three or four women, along with the Mother of God and St. John, the beloved disciple, who is writing this, and St. Mary Magdalene, from whom Christ had exorcised many demons, and also several other women. They were there, they're mentioned in the Gospel, they were there at the foot of the cross. They did not run away. They were not cowards, like many of them were, including most of the apostles, except for St. John. They all ran and hid. They were afraid to be caught. And that's why they were in the cenacle with doors locked and windows locked for fear of the Jews, because it was the Jews who turned over the Christians, whom they considered to be heretics, to the Romans to be put to death. So today is her feast, and so we honor her. And honoring her, we honor also all those very wonderful, but very few people that were close to Jesus. And of course, that is the way it is. You know, and this is the way it is in the life of the saints and the life of a priest. There are many, many people, and a lot of them tell us how much they love us, and they will always be with us, and they will do whatever we want, blah, 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 blah. And then the minute it gets hard, they take off like cockroaches when you turn the lights on. And so that is the way fallen, sinful human nature is. So when we have saints, they are the exception, and they are the very, very few. And so these that were at the foot of the cross, they are the exceptions, including this wonderful St. Mary of Cleophas. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.